Yeah, I feel good, man. It's great to finally be getting back in there, man, after so long away. I feel great, man. I feel really, really good. It was kind of topsy-turvy last 6 months, kind of thing. A couple of things went on behind the scenes, but everything going good now, man, and I'm really, really looking forward to getting out, back out in on the Rinkings 2 show in Waterford, the WIT Arena at 90 May.
Yeah, everyone's looking forward to that one. I mean, talk about those 6 months, because I suppose that's a pivotal part of your career now, and you've chosen to go ahead. But to split with your, we'll say, your promoter and your trainer, was there a part of you saying, look, I might just pack this in? Or?
Yeah, man, look, big time. And there's no point in me lying and saying there wasn't. Yeah, look, it's... There was a lot of talks with very close people, my wife and my team, I suppose, my close friends, but mainly the talk with myself, you know what I mean? And, you know, I achieved so much already. I'm very proud of how far I've come, and, you know, I'm grateful, but there's a lot more I want to achieve, and I know I will achieve, so I decided to stay on. Partnered with the managerial company, the promotional company, just a couple of things didn't go well between us, and that was it, parted ways. So yeah, look, you know, I'm here now, man. I'm ready to go forward again. Look, like you said, the last 6 months were, you know, it was kind of a pain in the ass, kind of sitting on sidelines deciding what to do and what not to do. But look, after a couple of months, I've made the good decision to go forward, and I'm really looking forward to getting back in there now, and I'm very, very positive about what's coming for me, you know.
And I suppose, obviously, you're 5-0, which is nothing to sniff at, an undefeated professional boxer, and you're hoping to go forward now and to continue that streak. But I did listen to an interview you did recently enough, and you were saying this. Look, you've achieved a lot. You've achieved what you set out to achieve. I mean, you've turned your life around. You're disciplined. You've won fights. You've won fights at a very high level. So, I mean, thinking back on that and now going forward, you must feel you've come a long way.
Yeah, 1,000,000%, man. And look, and that was the kind of talk that I had with myself and, of course, my wife and the people that are close to me, was that I have come a long way. You know what I mean? And, like, I mean, from a homeless drug addict, man, to a 5-0 professional athlete, man, is a really, really good thing for me, you know. And I've completely changed my life around, and I'm able to show people today what we can do when we believe in ourselves, you know. And that's what I set out to do. I think I said it to you when I first turned pro, you know. But after sitting down for a couple of months and having the talks with people, and especially with myself, I realised that there is a lot more I want, and I know I can get it, you know what I mean. I fully believe in myself. I never stopped believing in myself. I never stopped seeing what I know I can get. So I know that there's titles out there that I want and that I will achieve and that I will get. And when I do finish up, it'll be on my own terms, you know. And I am really happy that I'm back, because, like, the last couple of months, it was like, you know, I was going to sit at home eating pizza. You know, I'll be realistic. Like, there's no point lying. Like, I was at home eating pizza, kind of, you know, feeling a bit sorry for myself. But look, I'm really happy that I'm back. You know, I'm really happy that I'm back in the gym, that I'm back on the diet, that I'm back training and ready to get back in. And look, and pick up where I left off, man. I'm 5-0, and I will be 6-0 in 9 weeks, and I'm really looking forward to that.
Along the way, and talking about, we'll get into that fight and we'll get into the future in a couple of minutes, but talking about, we'll say, this turnaround, and I meet you and you're always so positive, and you put that forward to people about positivity, and that there's always a way to turn things around. Have you had much reaction to that? Have you had people come up and talk to you and say, look, I was going through this or that, and it's inspiring to see you turn yourself around and push on into boxing?
Yeah, man. Yeah, look, and I'm really grateful that I'm able to talk to people about it, because I suppose the life that I lived in the past, it taught me so much about the life I have today, and it's why I'm so grateful for the life I have today, because I suppose being able to turn it around and be positive now, coming from where I came from, is really good. And the fact that people are able to come up to me and talk about it, I'm able to give back to people and help them try and see a better version of life. Because, like, the life I lived in the past and was absolute crazy, like, you know what I mean? Like, drinking, taking drugs, going in and out of jail, you know, that was madness. Like, and when I look back now, it's really hard to see that was actually my life, you know what I mean? So the fact that I'm able to be positive today and live a very, very, very good life today, I'm a happy guy today, I'm very grateful for the life I have, the people that are in my life. Whereas before, man, I didn't care about any of that stuff, you know what I mean? So when people come up to me, I'm very, very happy that I'm able to talk to people about that, about what change in my life done for me. And boxing was a massive, and still is a massive part of that. And it's one of the main reasons I'm going to keep going forward with it, you know what I mean? It's because it gave me a real sense of confidence and self-belief. And I think to achieve what you want to achieve in your life, you have to have self-belief, you have to be positive about it, you know, and you have to be mentally strong. And I'm lucky enough that I have those things in my life today, you know, and I'm able to give back and explain to people how I turned my life around with that.
And obviously, after parting with your trainer, it's not just yourself going on this journey. You have a new team with you as well, yeah, and a pretty famous Limerick boxer in there.
Yeah, Willie Big Bang Casey is on board as well. He's helping me get ready for his next fight. He's on board as a coach, and I'd like to say a big thanks to Southill Boxing Club, Jerry Barry and all the lads up there that are helping me train up there as well. My friend Sean Kelly is one of my coaches now as well, and you know that means a lot to me that my friend is on board as well, you know, coaching me and helping me out. Obviously I have Albert Sasha and Noel Bourne from Functional Fitness who've always been with me, and Ian Benson from Studio One Fitness on board as well. So it's just, and of course I just want to give a shout out to all my friends that were really good to me in the last couple of months, because like I said, Luke, I had a lot of talks with myself, and like I live a very positive life, but of course negativity does seep in there sometimes, and we do have self-doubt. So my friends, my close friends were all there to help me through those times and to talk to me about those times. So I'm very grateful that I have such a good team around me now and a close team. And you know, and I'd just like to say, I didn't fall out with my trainer on Dublin. Me and Eddie are still very, very good friends. It's just life became busy for both of us, and I just couldn't make sacrifice to go to Dublin anymore. And that was it really, man. So I'm very, very grateful I get to train down home now. You know what I mean? I was always a big fan of Willie. You know, Willie, yes, he's a great entertaining fighter. I like to think I'm a good entertaining fighter. I am, you know, and to have Willie's experience as well as the other guys as well is absolutely amazing. And of course, I have Tommy McCormack, who's been my cut man since day one as well, is on board still as well.
And obviously, coming into this fight in May, you've always had a good travelling support. The Limerick people love getting behind you and love travelling to events. And you've said before that Waterford know how to put on a show.
Yeah.
Now, I suppose, as well as getting ready for the fight, the dreaded process of trying to sell the tickets and trying to promote the fight, that lands on the doorstep of the fighter as well. So you've another kind of responsibility there to try and sell tickets for this one.
Yeah, look, that's all a part of the process, you know what I mean? I'd like to give a big shout out to Neil Power, the promoter of Ring Kings 2 show, who's absolutely put me on the show. It's an absolutely amazing show, and I'm grateful to be on that show. I know how good Ring Kings 1 was, and he said Ring Kings 2 was going to be better again. And yeah, man, the selling tickets, it is very hard, but I'm very, very lucky. And like I've always said to you, Luke, I'm very grateful that I have the support that I have from Limerick. So many people have gotten behind me since I came back, and I didn't realise, you know, I always knew, but you know, I kind of took the breakaway, and when I came back and announced I was back fighting, man, you know, the support I got was just unreal, man. It blows me away every single time, and I'm just so grateful for it. I have tickets. Anyone that's looking for tickets, contact me through any of my social media accounts and I'll get back to you straight away, no problem at all.
What's the do you know the details of your opponent yet? And do you know
I don't know much about him. I tell you, as I'm sure you know, there was a bit of tit for tat with another fighter, and that fight was supposed to go ahead for the Celtic title. One reason or another, it didn't go ahead. Not on my side. I agreed to whatever, and it just fell through. So I do know that the promoter of the ranking said it's going to be a very, very tough opponent to get ready. That's basically what he said, you know.
Looking at, I suppose, you're going into that fight, and you've talked a lot about the Celtic title down the line. That's something that you have your eye on.
Yeah.
And there's kind of a couple of fighters in the mix for that. As you said, you've had your back and forth, the likes of Dominic Donegan and Eddie Tracy.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's something I know you take every fight as it comes and you focus on this one, but down the line that's something that you want.
100%, man. And like I said, there was a bit of tit for tat for me and Dominic Donegan to fight for the Celtic title, and me and Dominic agreed. Now, I'm not going to, like, fair play to Dominic, he did agree to it, but like I said, for some reason or another it didn't go ahead. Not going to get into that because I don't really know why it didn't go ahead, but the BUI, which are the sanctioning body of Ireland, sanctioned Eddie Tracy versus Dominic Donegan for the Celtic title. So look, fair enough, I can't really give out about that. I haven't fought in 10 months. I haven't been active, so the two boys have been active. So hopefully now the two lads will get it on, as I hope they should, because the BOI sanctioned it. And I'll hopefully fight the winner, you know. That's the hoping, that's the plan going on the line.
Just finally, from here to fight night now, how much work is going to have to go in? Obviously, it's a couple of months away now. I'd say the hard work has already started, but there's plenty more hard work to
go. Look, it's nine weeks away from this weekend. You know, like, I suppose it's not, I put on the kilos outside of camp, so I got to get the weight off as per usual. But I stayed in the gym, you know, I didn't stop training because training is very good for my mental health. So I always stay in the gym and stay relatively fit. But training has picked up the last 2 or 3 weeks and it's starting to get better. I'm looking forward to it. I love all that in a weird way. I love the hard graft and the cutting the weight and stuff like that, you know. So it's going to be a good fun 9 weeks. I've a lot of good things planned this camp. I'm going away travelling for sparring over to England and Dublin and stuff like that for sparring. So I've a lot of good things coming in the next couple of weeks, and I'm really looking forward to getting in deep, man, and getting in there on the 90 man, showing what I'm about. Because, you know, I suppose I look like myself an exciting fighter, and I left off with a good win on my last fight, so I'm going to pick up where I left off, and I'm going to really look forward to a really, really entertaining fight on the 9th of May.
Talk a small bit about that training in the UK, actually.
Exciting. I'm going over to spare my friend Chris Blaney, who's actually headlining the show on Waterford, over to Ricky Hatton's gym. So, like, that's amazing for me. Like, I was always a big fan of Ricky Hatton, so the fact that I get to go over there now for a week and train and spare Chris Blaney, get him ready for his fight, is really exciting, man. I can't wait for that, like, you know what I mean? So it's just things like that. Like, that's what boxing is for me, man. I get to go over and train in one of the most famous fighters of all time, like, in my eyes, like, you know. So yeah, look, I'm looking forward to it, man. There's a lot of good things coming in this camp, and like you said, man, it's going to be tough, but it's going to be enjoyable. The good thing about it is I enjoy it, you know what I mean? I enjoy the hard work.
Just very finally as well, and sorry to keep you, but before you went pro, we had a gap, obviously, from Andy Lee, and we had a gap without a professional boxer. Since you're after going pro,
yeah,
I you can't even count the amount of Limerick boxers gone pro. I mean, you've Siobhan, obviously, who's Limerick based, who's from Kerry. You've Lee Reeves, who unfortunately suffered his first defeat last week.
Yeah.
You have Paddy Donovan. You have Jason Hart.
Yeah.
Paddy's brother, Eddie, is Edward as well, who there's a possibility of him going pro. The amount of fighters is crazy. Every week I'm talking about boxing.
It's amazing
now,
man. Do you know what, man? It's absolutely amazing. I'm buzzing for Limerick. It's so good to see so many good, talented fighters. All those boxers you mentioned are absolutely filled with talent. You know what I mean? All great fighters. And it's so good for Limerick to see that, man. You know? Hopefully we can get a show in Limerick down the line, because there's so many of us now, you know? And, like, Limerick, I always said it to you, like, we've a great boxing community down here. Like, you know what I mean? From the amateurs to the pros, you know? It's really good, like, so. Now that there's so many pros come Limerick, I'm hoping to see a long line of this now and not a pause, you know what I mean? Because, like, boxing is a great sport, man. It's so good for people, for discipline, for mentality, you know, and to better their lives, you know what I mean? Boxing is so good for that. So for all of us to be able to give back, you know, and show people that it's doable to achieve your dreams, it's doable to go forward and chase what you want, you know what I mean? And boxing is a great tool for doing that, you know what I mean? Especially for young kids in Limerick, it's great for them, you know, to see so many.